This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. If I can help you with a plant question, the phone number to call right now, we have a couple lines open, 800-288-WBAP. I've not given the phone number for probably 30 or 40 minutes, so it's a good time to call right now, 800-288-9227. That's 800-288-WBAP. Happy Father's Day to you. I'm getting something ready to put up on my Facebook page that will cover the four generations of the Sperry family, and with photos and just a couple of nice thoughts that I remember of my dad. I lost my dad 38 years ago, and it's a long time, and he was a hero. He really was a hero. I never saw my dad angry. I was adopted. He was 42 years old at that time, and they really wanted to have a child, and they gave me the best possible home anybody could ever want. I never looked around for a biological parent. I guess I should have probably, but it just didn't matter. It just didn't matter. So thanks for the blessings that God has put before me with my mother and father, to my dad, Omer Sperry, who was a range management professor at Texas A&M. And also, I posted something on Facebook that really has surprised me. I almost didn't. I was timid about even posting it, as you will see when you read the thing. I was timid about saying anything, but about something very special that I observed at the Rangers game. It was a dad and a mom, and it was a Thursday evening. In fact, the mother has even replied. And I have to tell you that this post I put up Friday night, I've just left there. I haven't put anything else since, and it has now 250,000 page views. So it really is. You know, I've had some comments from St. Louis and Connecticut and all around. So take a look. Neil Sperry, NeilSperry. We're joined right now by Jimmy Turner, the Senior Director of the Gardens and one of the really fine plant people of the great state of Texas. Jimmy, how you doing?
I am doing great, sir.
Well, super, and we're going to talk about rock rose pavonia. Oh, Lassiopetala. How'd I do?
That's good.
Yeah. I have never known the species of it. I look at that and I think, I can do this. Jimmy can do it. I can do it too. I'll keep up with him. And so anyway, tell us about this plant. This is really a wonderful performer, isn't it?
This is a great perennial plant, and I must have known it just during my career. It kind of popped up on me back about 20 years ago. And before that, but it's native to South America and Mexico, member of the hibiscus family, little half dollar to quarter size, hot pink flowers all summer long, tough as nails. It really doesn't need a lot of water to flower or grow. It's actually one of our better water-wise plants. Full sun, not really picky about soil, hardy to zone 7, and butterflies and hummingbirds love it. The one thing I can tell you about it is to give it a little bit of a haircut occasionally. It tends to be a little bit on the floppy side sometimes, and it just really sometimes just needs a
whacking. All right, and you can really see that family resemblance in the hibiscus clan because it looks like little hibiscus flowers and the foliage is similar. So that's Pavonia, folks. Rock rose, one word, rock rose, if you want to look it up and give it a try. And it is readily available, don't you think, Jimmy?
I don't think there's probably a nursery that carries a decent selection that wouldn't have it this time of year.
Isn't that the truth? All right, concerts in the garden on the concert lawn. What do you have?
One coming up this Tuesday is Escape, the Journey Tribute Band, and one coming up Thursday is Key West, and most of those are in the evenings. Concert starts at 7 p.m., but come on out to the garden, enjoy the cooler evening.
All right. I see on the note that you sent to me, Jimmy, that you have a different date for the Key West Band. That is for sure what's coming up Thursday?
No, it's Tuesday and Thursday. I just noticed that myself. I'm not checking my work.
Buddy, you weren't even close.
No, not at all.
Yeah. All right.
Not even the right month.
No, I know. All right. And a special for Wednesdays. Tell us about that.
We've got a buy one, get one free admission on Wednesdays. You can do that online, DallasArboretum.org. All ages, just 9 to 5, just go in there and print out your ticket. When you come to the gate, you can buy one ticket and get one for free.
All right, and so then also for geezer guys and gals like I am, tell us about the CC Young Senior Citizen Thursdays.
Well, if you're 65 and older, you can get a 20% discount off the gift shop and an $11 admission price on Thursday afternoon or Thursdays all day at the Dallas Arboretum.
All right. And finally, Family Fun Fridays. You guys are selling every day of the week, aren't you?
We try to get people there anytime we can.
Active marketing department. That's right. Tell us about Fridays.
Every Friday from 10 to 2, we have Family Fun Fridays. And then we've got a petting zoo, Alice in Wonderland costume characters, arts and crafts, face painting, kinder music, all kinds of stuff going on. So bring your kids out that day.
Folks, if you are members of the Dallas Arboretum and Botanic Society, members of the organization, you can even come in at 7 in the morning and you can take photos of sunrise over some of the really beautiful architectural features and the lovely gardens. That's for members only, 7 until 9. Arboretum's open 9 to 5, 7 days a week otherwise, except for those evenings where there are concerts. How do they find you, Jimmy?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake over in East Dallas. Just stick I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, comes Garland Road, and we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south from pretty much anywhere in Dallas, and just look for the green signs that says Dallas Arboretum.
All right, and almost everybody is using GPS anymore. You go to give them directions to a place, and they say, I'll just enter the address. And so 8525 Garland Road in Dallas is what you're looking for. The 24-hour information phone number.
214-515-6500.
All right. And Dallas Arbor, you okay? Need to send the EMS squad out, Jimmy? All right. DallasArboretum.org. All right. Boy, you know, Tucker Reed has done a nice job filling in for you when you've been traveling, but it is nice to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Jimmy Turner. And that is the Dallas Arboretum Report, sponsored by Busy Bees Pest Control. I'll give you their toll-free number, 1-855-BUSYBEES, B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E-S. They have several phone numbers, they have several. But let's just use that one, 1-855-BUSYBEES. And let me also mention BusyBees.com, BizzyBees.com. People ask me, what is a good pest elimination company? And I am proud to recommend Busy Bees. The way that I found them, I had another national company, and national companies tend to pull in all their advertising money and put it into some campaign on some network television show or something. And, okay, enough of that. I like local sponsors, and Busy Bees is here. They are local. And Leland and Lisa Morris own and operate Busy Bees, and they have grown that company. It's been around since 1967, but the Morrises have taken it to more than 50 employees. And I was told that this is a company I ought to pursue by an entomologist with one of the government agencies. And he said they are top-notch and they are the best. And so every time I see a Busy Bees truck going out somewhere, I think, I am glad that you've called Busy Bees, because I know your pest elimination things will be dealt with wonderfully. And they can help you with bed bug detection and elimination. They are specialists. And they have two bed bug technicians, Busy Bee technicians, who will come to treat your home with their certified bed bug free treatment. Comes with a 90-day guarantee. Busy Bees provides pest elimination services to both residential and commercial properties. And that's pest elimination of all kinds. It involves ants, termites, bees, bed bugs, animal trapping, bird control, you name it. And the phone numbers in the Dallas area, 972-416-9404. Fort Worth is 817-838-7311. Or once again, the toll-free number, 855-BUSYBEES, B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E-S, BusyBees.com on the web. All right, we're ready to go back to the phone lines now. Let's go to John in Dallas. John, this is Neil. Good morning, and thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Mr. Ferry.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your waiting.
About a month ago, you told me how to plant some level leaf Mahonia seeds.
Yes, sir.
And get them to sprout. Well, I think you said call you back and see how they worked. I don't know whether you did or not.
Sure.
But I now have two flats full of shoots of little leaf Mahonia.
Aren't they fun?
That's how well they sprouted.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, and they are wonderful. That's a beautiful plant. Good for you.
Now I'm going to have to figure out what to do with all of them.
Well, let me tell you what I would recommend. Okay. As you what are they growing in? Are they just in
They're
the flats?
In the four-inch pots.
In four-inch pots.
Yeah,
I would combine the four-inch pots into two-gallon containers. I would put three per two-gallon container, because kind of like Nandinas, you want to have multiple stems coming up, and that would give you a nice clump to start with. They're all genetically going to be identical, so you don't have to worry about sorting them or anything. I would just put 3 per pot, 2-gallon container, and that'll reduce your numbers by 2/3, and it'll give you some really nice plants.
Oh, well, a lot of these things, I have, every one I have at least one in them, and most of them I have 2 or 3.
Wow, you were successful.
Well, I just stuck them under a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the yard, and kind of forgot about them, really. And
they're amazing.
Get too dry.
Yeah.
Anyway, you said to call you back.
I am so glad you did. What a joyous call. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great day. Thank you. All right, we'll come back and go to Jeffrey in Fort Worth, Diane in McKinney, and then hopefully to you as well. And the phone number, again, toll-free, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Baylor Medical Center in McKinney is now open. It's been open for 50 weeks, 50, almost a year now. Their roots are deep, and their commitment is strong. Their dedication to providing safe, quality, compassionate care continues into growing communities like McKinney. There was Baylor Plano 8 years ago. It was brand new when our daughter became so very ill with the flesh-eating bacterium. It's a disease like meningitis that just pops up. You don't know to expect it, and it's all around us, and suddenly they saved her life at Baylor Plano. And because of our relationship from that point on with the Baylor Healthcare Facility, my wife was asked to serve on the board of Baylor McKinney, and she does so proudly. This is a beautiful hospital. It's a glorious hospital. The Baylor system, we have come to know, and granted, we're just a little biased. If they save your daughter's life, you're a little biased. But the Baylor healthcare system is highly respected with the medical community. Baylor McKinney is a 469,000-square-foot full-service facility offering access to medical and surgical services, including McKinney's first Level 3 neonatal intensive care unit with private suites. In fact, all guest suites at Baylor McKinney are private. As the community grows, so will the hospital, a potential capacity of 400 beds. A medical office building is adjacent to the hospital already, and it's open and functioning. Baylor McKinney, northwest corner of Lake Forest and Highway 380 in McKinney. If you've not seen it, when you drive by the first time, you will say, "Oh my goodness, look at that." That's what you're going to say, I predicted. Take a virtual tour. More information, go to BaylorHealth.com/McKinney, BaylorHealth.com/McKinney, or you can call 469-764-2246, BaylorHealth.com/McKinney. Get 1 year, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word written just for Texas. And your copy of Crepe Myrtles, the revised and updated poster, 15 by 30 inch, on heavy cardstock in full color. Poster's normally $10. It's yours free with a subscription, plus $2 postage and handling. Total price of the subscription, the poster, $25.95. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. This will be open only until 10 o'clock today, so please do call right now, 1-800-752-4769, for the poster on Crepe Myrtles and the magazine. Poster's free with the magazine. I need to tell you about Ortho Bug Be Gone Max. Don't let annoying insects ruin your outdoor fun this year. Fight back with Ortho's 1-2 punch. Step one is to use Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer to create an insect barrier. You'll kill insects inside and keep insects out. It protects against ants, roaches, and spiders for up to 12 months indoors. That's on non-porous surfaces, including black widow and brown recluse spiders. So your satisfaction is guaranteed. Pick up the new Ortho Home Defense Max bottle with the Comfort Wand. It's a revolutionary battery-powered applicator. The easy way to spray. No more trigger, no more pull and spray. Step two is to apply Ortho Bug Be Gone Max to your lawn and garden at the first sign of insect activity or damage. It's easy to apply and fast-acting. It takes care of more than 100 listed outdoor insects for up to 3 months. Get the powerful 1-2 punch of Home Defense Max Bug and Bug Be Gone Max, both from Ortho. Defend what's yours. Always read all product labels and follow their directions. That's ortho.com. Ortho Bug Be Gone Max, Ortho Home Defense Max.
You know why they call it spring? Because any minute your lawn's going to spring forth and grow like crazy. Be ready with a new Toro mower, built tough to last. See Richardson Saw and Lawn Mower today and get the total Toro treatment. With prices starting at just $299, you get expert advice, great selection, financing options, excellent warranties, and professional service. Toro is the choice of professionals, and Richardson Saw can help you get the professional look for your lawn, too. Call 972-235-2086 or go online at richardsonsaw.com. Richardson Saw, servicing what we sell.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. Love this place. I am so fond of these people. It's a father-son team. There was a grandfather involved. And so Mike Wisenand and his son Derek own and operate WhizQ Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. It is a 22-acre stone yard. Now, they have a lot of other great things. For example, a beautiful pottery. But they have 22 acres of stone. And on Saturdays, they have classes. They have a couple more scheduled, I know for sure, on Saturday, June 22, how to build a flagstone patio. Boy, there is one that's a perfect summertime project. How to build a flagstone patio. They'll teach you how to build it safely. On Saturday, June 29, how to build a retaining wall. Same kind of issue there. Common problem, you know, you put a berm in with a nice small retaining wall, it can be a thing of beauty, but you have to build that retaining wall carefully, and they'll show you how to do so. Their classes start at 10 Saturday mornings in their lifestyle display gardens at WhizQ Stone. They have people there to help you 6 days a week at WhizQ Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Beautiful stone of all kinds. Flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. They also are a pavestone dealer, and so you get everything you could possibly want. If it's hard in terms of a stone or a pavestone, they have it right there at WhizQ Stone. Beautiful, beautiful place. Love these people. And that's in Southeast Fort Worth. Their phone number, 817-429-0822. And the website, if you'd like to go there, is whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com. That's for WhizQ Stone. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. Thank you, sir. And we go back to the phone lines. Let's go to John in Dallas. John, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, John. Oh, you know what? John is. John was the Mahonia man. I'm sorry, that had not scrolled off yet. Let's go to Jeffrey in Fort Worth. Jeffrey, this is Neil. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Thank you. How can I help you?
I have a slopey grass lawn in the front of my house, and I've got these little teeny green hoppy things. They're about the size of twice as big as a gnat. They seem to hop as opposed to fly. The fellow at the nursery gave me some dry stuff to put down. He said, "This they'll eat this, and then you won't have them anymore." At the same time, I have these little bitty, and I'm just going to call them white flies. I don't know what they were because they were white, and they flew as opposed to hop. The little green things appeared to be hopping.
Yeah, I'm with you on all that. John, let me ask you, what damage are they doing to things?
I'm not sure because...
I have both of those in my lawn and landscape, and I have never sprayed them in my life. I've never, you know, gnats and other small insects are there, and they're annoying. I will give you that, but... I'm not sure they rise to the level of needing to be sprayed, killed.
Okay. That's,
you know, until I see damage, if something's really annoying, if I am out, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a good example. I work in my workshop turning pens in the summer.
Right.
And we live in the country and the neighbors have horses. We get horse flies. I am not a big fan of horse flies. They bite. They are painful, and they are annoying while you're working on a lathe or a bandsaw to have this boxcar fly past your face. So I have a fly swatter, and I do have some spray. But I also use, just to call the name, Off. I put Off on every time I'm outdoors this time of year because I have a friend I almost lost to West Nile last year, a greenhouse grower, a 50-year-old guy. And he was out of work for 4 months and still has aftermath of it. So I'm using that all the time. I think it's easier to protect myself. And if gnats are in your face, coming at you, that will take care of that, and you need to do it anyway. So I don't think I'd be spraying things that are not really directly bothering my plants or threatening me or my children.
Well, I'm not sure if they're not. They're definitely not gnats. They're little green things, and they hop.
No, I'm talking about the flying things that you're talking about. I'm fine, but you know, there's so many insects that are just trying to eke out a living, whatever they do, and they're harmless.
Right.
So
okay.
I'd move on.
Okay.
Save the insecticide. Use it for something else.
May I ask you one last?
Sure.
In the lawn, there's some sort of a wild, grassy-looking thing that has a small wheat. Looking shoot that comes out of it and shoots spores out.
Shoots spores out?
Yeah, if I walk over it, all these little spores come out of it.
And it looks like wheat with a spike?
Well, yeah, you know, but they have those little, if you look at a shoot of wheat where it's like spiny.
Yeah, I live, I'm okay with that. I live, in the country, and the wheat's all ready for harvest right now.
Yeah.
But what are you talking about? If you're talking about something shooting spores out, then you're talking about a fungus, and the spores are coming out of the mold, the fungus, the toadstool, mm-hmm. the mushroom, something like that. I have no idea without seeing that one.
Okay.
But again, unless it's harmful, I wouldn't worry about it. I thought you were going to ask about how to control a grassy weed, but it's not a grass if it has spores.
No, I say spores for lack of a better word. Little tiny things shoot out of it. It's a grass-looking thing.
I've got to see it to identify. It's a big world out there, and I've to get into the right category of weed control products, I'll have to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grasses typically grasses do not dispel their seed forcefully. Oxalis will. Some other plants will. Impatiens do. That's how they get their name. But anyway, yeah, I'm not sure I got off the ground on that flight. Let's go to Diane and McKinney. Diane, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
My husband and I had planted two 30-gallon crepe myrtles. One is a Natchez and one is it Muskogee?
Muskogee.
Muskogee.
Mm-hmm. Or Tuskegee. You can have your choice.
Right, right.
They're both varieties.
Right. And they're doing well. They're green and beautiful. But the new growth that's coming out right now, the very tip of it, it looks like it turns black and then it dies. And my understanding is that all of the flowering comes from that new growth. Leaves are fine. There's no powder on the leaves, but maybe on the very, very tip of the new growth, a teeny little white thing, and then it turns black and then it dies. And I'm wondering
what is dying? Leaves?
No, just this little, it looks like a new growth shoot that's coming out.
All right, so but a new growth of leaves, not of flower buds.
The new growth that is coming out.
New growth but new growth when, at this time of year in late June, I mean, I live in McKinney and I serve on the Crepe Myrtle Trails board. And so I'm well familiar with where crepe myrtles are in their development this time of year. Some are producing, depending on the variety, some are producing shoots that are going to be new leaves. They're still growing. Others have already converted over to setting buds. Most of them are setting buds right now, flower buds. And I'm not sure I have ever seen any of the crepe myrtles turn black at the tips, right at the tips. Unless there's been some kind of moisture stress or something else. Tell me more about how far back down the stem does this happen?
It doesn't go down the stem at all. It's just on the very, very tip. And, I mean, maybe it's the fact that we're looking for flowers already and we're afraid that it's not going to flower and there's something wrong.
They'll bloom. How long ago were these planted?
They were planted in February.
All right. And no,
so far, they're not blooming.
I'm sorry?
So far, they're not blooming.
Yeah, they will. Muskogee is one of the earliest varieties. They've been in bloom for 3 or 4 weeks across McKinney, so that is a little odd. How much new growth do you have on them this year? How much new stem growth do you have in inches?
We're not sure, really. There's no buds on them even.
No, I hear that. You should have 6 or 8 inches of new growth on them by now. If they're healthy and vigorous, if you're not getting new growth, then they're either too dry or there's something wrong that is causing them not to grow, therefore not to produce buds, and therefore maybe die back. You need to go out and look at these. Are you on Facebook at all?
Yes.
Please, please post me a photo of these. Say, here is what we have. Here's what they look like close up. Give me a good sharp photo of that dead area, whatever it is you're describing. And
okay.
That will help me immensely because I'm sorry. It's just not cluing in on me.
Okay. And how we're getting conflicting information on how much water they need.
They need to be, I mean, you can only water once a week in McKinney now. Now, new plants, you're allowed to hand water. And I planted crepe myrtles this spring, and I'm watering them every couple of days because the soil that they're growing in the nursery is very, very porous. So you've got to keep them moist. They bloom on new growth. If you don't have new growth, if you're not using a nitrogen fertilizer and water, you're not going to have new growth, and you won't have blooms, and you will have the black and dieback, especially first year you have them. I'll bet these have gotten dry at some point. That'd be my guess, Diane. Let me see some photos. Take me a photo that is about 15 inches of the stem.
Okay, we'll do.
The last 15 inches, and I sure will help you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you betcha. Yep, one of the times you need to see it. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company right now. This is a wonderful company. We're going to be having them do some plumbing work at our home and at our daughter's home. We're going to give her a gift of a new water heater because her water heater's 13 years old now, and they get kind of nervous about it. She's put new floors in, and I don't want to see her have that problem. So that's a gift you can give, and it's not exactly a trip to the Bahamas, but it's a well-appreciated gift, I'll bet you. Dallas Plumbing Company, providing plumbing services to the North Texas area since 1903. How about that? That's just kind of a trophy for me to get to talk about. Plumbing services are plentiful in the North Texas area, but a Superior Plumbing Service is a different story. That's Dallas Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, too, by the way. Right now, they offer a $100 discount on the installation of a new tankless water heater. Save energy, save space. Mention discount code R13 to take advantage of this offer. You need to remember R13, like Republic 13, to take advantage of this offer. $100 discount on tankless water heaters. Dallas Plumbing Company is also a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. And now through June 30, end of the month, not much longer, they offer a $1,450 rebate on a new Carrier heating and cooling system and 0% financing for up to 3 years. Oh my. Call Dallas Plumbing Company for details at 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. They offer a free inspection of 50% off the first year of a new maintenance plan for former customers of Avery Air. And if you'd like to be on their air conditioning, heating, and Silver Star service plan, heating and air conditioning, it's $145 per unit, $95 per year for each additional unit, 15-point inspection, a free 1-inch filter. We're doing that as well. I'm signed up on that one. In fact, they're coming this week, I think. For more information, call 214-340-6300 or go to dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
All right, let's talk about bonide right now. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year before they get even worse out of control with Bonide's Sedge Ender. Bonide Sedge Ender is the ultimate systemic nut sedge, grassy, and broadleaf weed control killer. It kills and prevents most weeds right down to the roots with just one application. Sedge Ender won't harm lawn grasses. It can be applied now through late fall. Sedge Ender is available in a concentrate that will cover up to 8,700 square feet. So don't wait. Pick up Bonide Sedge Ender today. Get rid of your nut sedge as starting this weekend. Sedge Ender is available at these fine stores. Feeders Supply in all Dallas locations. Northeast Texas Co-op in Greenville and Ark Country Store in Waxahachie. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. B-O-N-I-D-E. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. Bonide.com. Bonide Sedge Ender. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom again, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. 81 degrees at 9:35. A Texas woman being called a hero this weekend. Details after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather In Touch forecast, partly sunny, hot, and humid today, and we're headed that way. 94 for the high this afternoon. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low of 76. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 92. And then a cold front comes through tomorrow night, stalls out Tuesday, brings some cooler temperatures, maybe a slight chance of rain. 81 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
Well, at the moment, no accidents, stalled vehicles, or debris to slow you down, but there is construction to talk about. 635 LBJ Freeway westbound. That's between Webb Chapel and 35 East Stemmons Freeway. That's causing it to be slow going from Josie Lane. Various lanes affected on 635 until noon today. 75 Central Expressway southbound between Woodall Rogers and Bryant Live Oak. That construction affecting the right lane, and that rolls long term. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Ben Martin.
Top U.S. intelligence officials say two controversial data collection programs run by the National Security Agency far less sweeping than their detractors allege, and the information gathered has helped to stop terrorist plots. Officials say last year fewer than 300 phone numbers were checked against the millions of U.S. phone records gathered every day with the NSA. Residents in Baytown, Texas say a local mother is a hero after she fought off an alleged carjacker. Dorothy Baker about to head home from the CVS pharmacy with her two young children when she allegedly found 54-year-old Ismael Martinez hidden in her van.
She's got a cut that goes across her chest, and she grabbed a knife and he bit her hand.
Baker's husband, Charles Flugin, says the woman managed to fight off Martinez and ran over the suspect after he was forced out of the vehicle. Scottish authorities say five passengers from an Egypt Air flight that was diverted to Britain yesterday are now seeking asylum in Britain. New York-bound flight 985 made an emergency landing in Scotland after a threatening note was found in the plane's lavatory. Again, the high today, 94. It's 81 degrees from the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Niels Berry, Texas Gardening, next on WBAP.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Monday morning, when we come back, let's talk cars and racing and the legend of Carroll Shelby with his son, Aaron Shelby, joining us here on Monday morning. We'll do that and just have some fun. So 5 until 9, have a great weekend. We'll see you then Monday morning right here on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Dixon Brothers is celebrating their 40th year providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain and water well pumps, and supplies. Keep your pool sparkling blue and fun this year. Buy your premium Pool Life Pool Care System maintenance chemicals from Dixon Brothers, and you can get $20 back or a $30 voucher towards Pool Life products. It's time for relaxing poolside, enjoying a sparkling blue pool. Make it happen easily with the help of Dixon Brothers and Pool Life. Three simple steps. Two complete systems, one super result. That's the promise of Pool Light Bright Stick Sanitizer System and the Pool Life MPT Extra Tablet System. Happy pool, happy life. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers Showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. DICKSON.
All right, and appreciate that very, very much. Let me give you the phone number. We'd love to hear from you. This is probably the last time I'll do a heavy hit on the phone number because we go off the air at 10 now. I'm going to church with my family. It's nice to be able to do that finally. I will be able to, as time unfolds, go to church with my daughter since first time since she was born, other than erratic times. So 37 years I've worked Sunday mornings until late enough, so it's going to be fun. But anyway, the phone number, if you'd like to call now, we have only one call ahead of you, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth for more than 32 years. They're just the best it gets in the floor care industry. You say in the carpet cleaning industry, but they have broadened that so much. $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth cleaned. If you have oriental rugs, if you have hardwood floors, tile and grout that need to be cleaned, marble, if you have granite surfaces, they certainly clean those. They clean stained concrete floors and make them look fabulous. They just perform miracles on all kinds of flooring, natural stone, brick, whatever it is. If it's on the floor, they can do it for you, and they can do a great job with it. They're known for their quality of their service, and you will agree when you give them a chance to help you at your house. That's Dalworth. The next best thing to do is Dalworth Clean. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North North Richland Hills. They're open 6 days a week, and they'd love to show you all their new flooring options. That's Dalworth, 214-817-METRO, 267-8433. 267-8433. Book online for extra savings at dalworth.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you very much, Rob. Randy Williams has been running the boards for us this morning. He's had a long stretch of work, and that's the way it is in the radio business. And Jackie Peel has been screening for me, and she is a master gardener and also works at the landscape design industry at Rubles. And so my thanks to both of them. Let's go back to our phone lines. Again, if you'd like to call, it's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Leo in Forney, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
Yes, I have a question. I have a container raised bed gardening.
Yes, sir.
And I get plenty of blooms on all of the vegetables, but no fruit.
All right. The solution to that will be different depending on what plants are involved. Give me two or three examples.
Okay. Tomatoes, squash, and cucumbers.
Somehow I kind of suspected tomatoes and squash would be at the top of the list. I didn't know where you'd head beyond that. What varieties of tomatoes do you have?
Celebrity.
All right. Celebrity is a wonderful variety, and it should set fruit here. There are two answers to why tomatoes don't set fruit, even though they do bloom. One of them is that, and this is not applying to your celebrity tomatoes, but one happens when you have big fruiting tomatoes. They will not set fruit reliably when temperatures get above 90 degrees. And so things like Big Boy and Beefsteak and those are just sorry dog plants for this area, for Texas. They need to be grown in the Midwest, where the daytime temperatures stay in more moderate ranges. So that is one reason that tomatoes don't set fruit, and that's really the more common reason because so many people end up with those names and those varieties. The reason a celebrity would not set fruit often is because there is no air motion around them. They're in a backyard or they're enclosed in some way or another, and there's nothing vibrating the plant, shaking the plants. Tomatoes pollinate within their own flowers, and you have to have that mechanical agitation of the wind or in the case I'm going to tell you right now, a mechanical agitation of thumping the flowers. You can just use your middle finger like you're thumping a paper wad and thump them every couple of days, and that should help on the fruit set. That said, Leo, I'm going to tell you that this may be the most miserable of all years ever on tomatoes because we had a near frost every Wednesday clear into mid-May. So it really slowed them down, and now we're into the heat. And even celebrity, when it gets up around 100, even celebrity may not set very well. Squash, different story entirely. They are pollinated by bees. And initially, the first flowers we get on squash will be male flowers. They will have only pollen, so obviously they're not going to be able to set fruit. And that is to ensure a good pollen production before the female flowers are produced, and that will come a couple weeks later. Same thing, by the way, applies to all the cucurbits, melons, squash, gourds, and cucumbers. So what you have to do is when you begin to see the female flowers that have the swollen stems that would be the fruit, when you see them starting to develop, at that point you want to pluck off a few of the male flowers that have straight stems and peel the petals out of the way and daub the pollen onto the female flowers because you may not be having enough bee activity around your plants. We have a shortage of bees now all across America for whatever the reason. There's a lot of debate on that. And then also in urban areas, often we don't have much bee activity. And so sometimes you just have to do that one yourself. So that's the answer, and they are very different for the two different types of plants.
I have one other question. I've started to use the shredded coconut, buy the blocks and rehydrate them. Is that a good mixture to use with, say, peat moss or some other soils to keep moisture in the pot?
I think it's okay. It's being used, and I have a product that I advertise that has it in it. It's not my choice. I will have to say that I am still very fond of sphagnum peat moss. because I think it holds moisture better. There are those who say, well, yeah, but that doesn't regenerate and all this core is out there, C-O-I-R. I'll give you the fact that core is out there, but it does regenerate. The sphagnum peat is being harvested in a very responsible manner, so that doesn't scare me at all. But anyway, I digress. I think if you get used to it, it's fine. But I haven't gotten used to it. I still find it to be a little bit hydrophobic. It kind of repels water in my, and then when it does get wet, it just stays kind of wet. I have a good grower friend who made the switch, and he does very well with it. So, you know, it may be Neil. I think it's a matter of adjusting to it, and that may be a big part of it. So appreciate your call. I need to keep moving. Let me take one more call before our last break for today. Gene in North Richland Hills, how may I help you?
Well, I have a fig tree, and it was frozen after it started budding out.
All right.
I guess because all the buds are dead. It seemed right. Like it was dead. And then all of a sudden, on one side of the tree, it started sprouting out from the ground and on the other limbs. When can I cut these, assumingly dead, limbs off?
If you are sure that tissue is dead, you can prune it at any time. You can prune a fig now if you need to, even if you end up reshaping it and taking some living tissue out. It's not going to hurt the plant. It's generally best with figs not to do any more pruning than you have to. I'm talking about over the next 25 years that you have that fig plant, don't prune it any more than you have to. The two things that come to mind on have to do with figs would be if you have freeze damage, you'll have to prune the dead wood out. And secondly, if you have a branch that is rubbing against another one or that is suddenly growing out into the sidewalk, you might want to remove those. But Gene, we're gonna pull the phone down a little bit because there's some odd noise coming in on us there. But thank you. But anyway, those are the only two times that you would need to prune figs, and otherwise don't prune them because you stimulate a lot of regrowth and you won't get fruit when that happens. But I appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you. Yeah, we did have a lot of freeze damage on plants that normally would not have shown it because they had already committed to new growth for the springtime. All right, we'll do our last break for today, and then we'll finish out with phone calls. Let me tell you about Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Now, this may seem a little bit random, but it's very important, and if you have friends in deep South Texas, you may want to alert them to this. It's a fine product, and it does work on a lot of the plants we have in North Texas. If you have a citrus tree in your yard, you need to be aware of the potential presence of an insect called the Asian citrus psyllid. This is a small insect. It can carry a horrible disease, citrus greening disease. Citrus trees should be treated with products that can prevent Asian citrus psyllid, such as Bayer Advanced Fruit and Citrus and Vegetable Insect Control. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control protects your citrus plants, gives you a season-long protection without spraying. It kills insects and prevents new infestations. One container will treat 640 square feet of vegetables or up to 9 fruit trees. There is no spraying. Just mix it and pour it around the plant base. It won't wash off when it rains. See the label for plant-specific restrictions on pre-harvest intervals. If no pre-harvest interval is listed, then Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control Concentrate can be applied up to and including the day of harvest. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results, BayerAdvanced.com. And that is Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control.
Water is becoming more and more precious, and Advanced Foundation Repair wants you to remember three words: foundation watering system. A consistent balance of moisture within the soil around your foundation could save you thousands of dollars. It's easy. You'll find useful videos and instructions at foundationrepairs.com. Call Advanced Foundation Repair 214-333-0003 or visit foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, repairs designed for a lifetime.
The folks out at Covington's want to wish all the dads a happy Father's Day. I was out there yesterday, and the Covington's is just wonderful. They're a great place to shop for gifts for your dad, You can get gifts he will use. They're happy to help you with ideas or just stop in, get a gift card so your dad can choose his own gift. Covington's has 18 acres of beautiful trees, shrubs, ornamental grasses, vines, flowers, and all the products to keep them healthy and looking good. In Covington's gift shop, you'll find houseplants. I bought three or four of them. Two of them, I guess it was. Statuary, gardening tools and gadgets, hammocks, garden accents, and much more. For Father's Day or any day, you won't find a bigger or better selection for your garden and landscaping needs or a friendlier team of nursery professionals to assist you. Go out for a visit today, see for yourself, or go to covingtonnursery.com for their current special summer classes, including Kids in the Garden workshops. Check out their available stock list. It's right there on the home page. Click on it. It's about a 30-page PDF. It'll tell you everything they have, an incredible inventory of the plant varieties they stock, as well as sizes and prices. Covington Nursery and Landscape, independently owned by Joe and Gail Covington since 1972, open 7 days a week. They are in Rowlett, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 off the Bush Turnpike, 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Mondays 9 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday 9 to 6, closed on Sundays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
I have known Bill Jensen with Norway Irrigation for 43 years. First person I met in the nursery industry in North Texas. Been my friend all that time. Norway Irrigation, his irrigation company, was founded in 1983, 30 years ago. They served all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, surrounding counties, and cities faithfully ever since. He is my go-to guy for sprinkler irrigation, and they have done my work for me for a long, long time. Thousands of happy customers, and I am one. He and Norway stand for quality service and affordability. He only will use the finest equipment, Weathermatic equipment, in your landscape and in your turf area. And then if you hire them to come maintain that and do an irrigation audit annually, as is suggested, then they can help you with that. If you want a smart controller that will determine when it's time to water, they have those. They have the knowledge. They have the materials. They have the capability. It's Norway Irrigation. Best in the business, Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. Call now, 972-446-3292, norwayirrigation.com. We go back to our phone lines. We have Lulu in Grandview. Lulu, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I have dollar weed in my yard. I have Augustine in the front, Bermuda in the back, and right. There are areas where it's like a carpet.
Okay, and Lulu, are these leaves 2 inches across, or are they half an inch across?
Oh, none of them are as big as 2 inch.
Are they extremely glossy? I mean, just
yes.
Glossy like
they're
a mirror?
Glossy. Yes, all and right. They have little roots like under the ground like a path.
Are they scalloped around the edges of the leaves?
Yes.
All right, that's dollar weed, and you're not fertilizing it enough. It ought to have 2 inch leaves. I'm only kidding. I know you don't want it. It's really a very lovely weed, but dollar weed and dichondra get interchanged a lot. A lot of people misidentify dichondra, and it tends to hide beneath the blades of grass, makes it harder to spray. Both of them would be controlled. Dollar weed would be controlled with a broadleafed weed killer. That will be a product containing 2,4-D, 2,4-D. Now, it's going to tell you don't apply it when it's more than 85 degrees, and certainly we get there every day. I would use that and that's more for St. Augustine. That warning is more for St. Augustine, Bermuda. You're not going to hurt the Bermuda. But I would definitely spray late in the evening or early in the morning, not in midday. and I would use a pump sprayer. I would put one or two drops of liquid dishwashing detergent into a 1 or 2 gallon spray tank, and then use a fairly fine droplet size as you apply it. The dishwashing detergent is a surfactant. It will help hold that spray on that waxy leaf. It will take 2 or 3 sprayings, but that is how you get rid of dollar weed. A broadleaf weed killer containing 2,4-D. Oh, no.
No.
I mean, if you dipped them in it or tried to drown them in it, it probably would, but no, I'm not going to do that to you. I got to run. I appreciate your call. Carolyn and Euless, I have about a minute. How can I help you? You've been waiting a while. How can I help?
Oh, that's okay. You know how Lowe's and Home Depot sell in mass those, what they call cat palms for your inside of your house?
Okay.
Those great big palms.
I don't pay a lot of attention. I stay with the independent retail garden centers, but go ahead.
Well, I know. But
got about 20 seconds. Hurry. What's your question?
Well, every time I get one of these, everything else in my house is great. They always start turning, the leaves start turning brown.
Yeah, there are some fast-growing palms like the Erica palms and some of the others that are inexpensive that end up in the big national chains being sold, and they are very difficult to maintain indoors. Cheap and quick to produce in the greenhouses, and then ship into Texas. I'd be very cautious that you have a good palm that's well adapted. So be very careful. But otherwise, I wouldn't frustrate yourself. I would buy at a local independent retail garden center. Tell them you want a palm, but you want one that will really hold up. There are several nice palms that will do well for you indoors. But the Erica palms, which is usually what I do see when I look, are not going to be easy for you. I better run. Carolyn, good luck with it. Thank you. And Steve, I'm going to try to work you in with your golden rain tree question. How can I help? Steve? All right, Steve is gone. I had no idea what his question was going to be. So. Oh, he's there. Steve, I have 20 seconds. How can I help you?
Golden rain tree that you wrote about.
Yes, sir.
I have a space that's about 18 feet wide, 11 feet from the house out to the front of the bed where a curb is, with a 3-foot overhang on the house. Is that tree suitable for that?
That's marginal. I think it might be a little bit too large. It's a lovely tree. Try to find another place. That may be, it gets about 25 feet across, 20 to 25. I think it's a little bit too large. Got to run. Randy Williams, thank you. Jackie Peel, thank you. God bless my dad. Wish he were still around. And to all of you who are fathers or who need to go say hi to your father, happy Father's Day. Happy gardening.